Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and once again, you are listening to STEM Spots. A lot of interesting things have been happening in the last few months, and one of the things I want to talk about are the earthquakes in Mexico and how they relate to a larger phenomenon, and that is the seeming increase in the number of catastrophic events that are occurring. You all know, and you must have paid attention to the fact that as events cluster and we start to see things like two earthquakes in Mexico in the last couple of months, and we see a number of hurricanes, it seems like each one worse than the previous, wreaking havoc along our coasts and so forth and so on, that people start to question and start to wonder and think to themselves, gee, I wonder if perhaps, maybe the end of the world is coming. You would think, oh no, it's not possible that anybody would believe that. But indeed, several people have proposed that the end of the world is coming September 23rd, 2017, because of an apparent collision that will occur between a rogue planet that nobody has yet seemed to be able to find and the Earth. You say, well, that's just people who have no idea of what's going on and just make things up. That might be true. But it is quite interesting to me that in many cases, people take what are clearly scientific events, such as, let's say, weather patterns on the Earth, which are driven by clearly understandable phenomena made complex merely by the large number of degrees of freedom of the problem at hand, or by, let's say, earthquakes, which are clearly understood as to the mechanism, but predicting those becomes very difficult because of the inability to easily map all the stresses and the possible stress release mechanisms in all the fault lines that exist. But here we have clear evidence of a natural and scientific phenomenon that is explained, and yet we have people, anytime it rises above what we consider the reasonable number of these events, people start to search for and look for other kind of causes and other kinds of explanations that are non-scientific in nature. It's a fascinating phenomenon of human behavior that people would like things to be less understandable rather than more understandable. And so if you say, well, gee, what does that mean? If people are grasping at non-scientific explanations, essentially they're saying we have no way of knowing what's going to happen, but all we know is it seems like things are happening at a greater frequency, and therefore we should be, fill in the blanks, more afraid, more worried about different sorts of things, and so forth and so on. Let's talk a little bit about this. If you look at earthquakes have clustering patterns that are statistical in nature almost entirely, although there can be some physical relationship between earthquakes and following clusters of earthquakes. But primarily, when they've looked at the occurrence of large-scale earthquakes, they found that there are periods where it rises above what you would think would be average, and sometimes it goes below. And that's been going on for as long as people have studied earthquakes. You can go and look at any of the literature and see that people have very carefully mapped out the time distribution of large earthquakes and small earthquakes and everything in between, and have looked for any kind of patterns that might arise from something that's related to a specific mechanism, as opposed to statistical fluctuations that might occur, especially when you consider that really large earthquakes, those that are above something like an 8.2 or something on the Richter scale, are very rare, and therefore the number of those that have been observed is actually relatively small. So the science is out there. People studying the natural world with plenty of data at their disposal have looked into this problem. The same thing occurs for hurricanes. Now, of course, the idea of climate change impacting hurricanes is a different story, and that's, of course, a very complex story. But in general, as far as the idea that we're in some sort of an end times, or that somehow the frequency of hurricanes is getting greater specifically over a short period of time, or that our hurricanes are directed towards this city or that city, and you've all read where people have purported to state that is true, we all know that science is the thing you should study. The mechanisms by which the meteorologists and climate scientists track these sort of things, those mechanisms should be used. And it is quite fascinating that in many cases, people with absolutely no expertise are more willing to instead say, I have a gut feeling, or it feels like this is happening, or it feels like these are more frequent, or isn't it true that this must be so? And you would, of course, say to me, Dave, I would never let that happen to myself. But as a faculty member for almost 30 years at a university, I can say that the number of people who have spoken this way to me about a variety of topics is actually quite large. And in many, many, many cases, when people are confronted with activities of the physical world, they seek non-physical explanations with which they have no familiarity in order to explain that which frightens, confuses, or otherwise upsets the general nature of things. It's a fascinating way of looking at the world. It seems to me that the better way would be to trust the scientists and look to the data. I know it's a simple explanation, but sometimes simple is best. Once again, this is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.